News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Happy to be here with you on a Thursday morning, and we're kind of changing topics here and talking about money, but in a totally different way, because my friend Stephanie Dotson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning, girl. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing so much better than I was last time I was here. I was getting over that crud
you
that's going around.
You look better. I just want to tell you, she looks a lot better.
I'm so glad
between
like, it's radio.
Between us girls. Yeah, between us girls, you look better.
The cough is still lingering, but oh my gosh, whatever that crud is that's going on.
I have it. I've been kind of all morning long, so I apologize to my listeners for that because it sneaks up on you. But anyway, enough of all that. Talk about Emerald Coast Coins for folks that may not be familiar with who you are and what you do, because you're very different from what someone might hear that name and think you are.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we are Emerald Coast Coins. We have been in this community. We've been around for 24 years. We're going on 24 years this year.
Wow. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
So long. And it's always been like Pensacola. Pensacola's always been our home for the shop and everything. So we've been here for 24 years. So I feel like we're like, you know, nestled in as one of the OGs, I guess.
And this is a business that your father started.
It's a business that my father started with one of his very good friends. And they started at T&W Flea Market. And they were like, you know, let's try brick and mortar. And then the rest is history. So they started over near CC's Pizza. And a lot of people will still come in to this day and like, remember when you were near CC's Pizza? We're like, yes, we totally do. But now we're like, we just moved up the road of like 8 years ago, probably. We're at 1811 Creighton Road.
Great location. You can't miss them.
You cannot miss
it. Nice big parking lot.
Across the street from the Cumberland Farms. And there's like a Sophie Swim Shot next to us and a little strip center on the other side of us.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're just right there, own little building. And we do have a decent parking lot and there's parking in the back because sometimes lately it's completely needed.
Exactly. Well, I drive by Teaser every time I see her. I drive by and they've got a full parking lot.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, how many coins are there?
There's so many.
So let's talk about that. Why is your parking lot full?
So our parking lot is full, you know, so we'll sidestep a second. It's gold and silver today. Like we've talked about this every time. Gold and silver prices are always changing up and down, up and down. Last week, they dropped probably like $400 or $500 for gold. So gold today is like $4,460 an ounce, where silver is around $69 an ounce, where, you know, a couple weeks ago when I was in here, it was probably closer to $5,000 and like $80-something an ounce.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, what was it again today?
It is $4,453.60 and then for gold and then $69 for silver.
So it's gone down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So like I feel like silver when it drops $2 or $3, that's a bigger swing than gold dropping like $50.
Mm-hmm.
So still a huge swing. But you know, so those prices have changed since the last time I was here. Having said that, also, you know, premiums change, and a premium for any kind of coin you purchase, you know, we look at the gold and silver prices and then we look at what it would cost us to replace it, what other distributors or dealers are purchasing it for, maybe even what is the refinery buying it for. So all of these places go into, you know, anybody's thinking when they're in a shop of what they're going to buy and sell their gold and silver for in a shop like mine.
Right.
So the premiums will be based off of that. So for instance, say silver's at $69 today. You know, if you came in and wanted a silver eagle, its premium's going to be higher than if you were just getting an ounce of silver, which is going to be like a buffalo round or a little ingot or things like that.
So it's based on weight.
Based on weight, based on what I can replace it for, because I can't, you know, pay or, you know, I can't sell something at spot if it's going to cost me more than spot to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And spot's going to be that $69 or $4,450.
So spot is, what is that reference?
So spot is what, like I just said, so spot is the $69 or the $4,452. So when I'm on my phone, I use an app called Kitco, K-I-T-C-O.
Can anyone use that?
And anybody can use that. You can download it. It's called Kitco Live.
K-I-T-C-O.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can look on the spot price like every day and you'll see how it fluctuates. So everybody who's looking to get into, whether it's coin collecting, stacking gold and silver, anything like that, you know, get the Kitco app. That's a great place to start. That helps you learn how the prices waver. You can even go back dates and see what it closed at on certain days up to like to the 90s, early 90s,
mm-hmm,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see where like gold was in like 1993 or something.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
It's so
yeah.
cool. And I don't want to think about it because I should have bought a lot of gold back then.
Yeah, should we all have.
Right? So that's what I like about the app. And then, you know, so again, our prices are based off of that. I could get into more specifics. People can, you know, text in and ask questions, but that's the basis of it. So, like, nothing will trade for exactly what the gold and silver prices are in a brick-and-mortar building.
Right.
Or on some of those, like, websites that some people go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's going to have a price. Like, even when I buy it, I'm not going to buy it for, like, exactly gold or silver price. Because, again, if I get too much in, which is happening a lot right now, I have to dump I have to off dump it somewhere else. And so it's going to go to a refinery, go to a bigger distributor, you know, places like that. And they're not going to pay me full melt price, full mm-hmm. spot price for it.
Mm-hmm.
So my prices reflect that.
I see. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
To me, it makes perfect sense, too. To people who are new into this, they're like, well, I don't understand why you can't just buy and sell it for spot price, because that's dollar for dollar, and I can't keep my lights on with that.
There you go. Okay. Well, you mentioned to me as you came in the studio this morning that you had kind of a new topic you wanted to talk about this morning, about premium.
Yeah, so the premiums, and that's kind of where I was with that. So premiums are going to be like what I sell over or what I buy under for. So we take that silver price, or we'll do silver because it's easier, $69. So if you brought me in like an ounce of silver and I'm going to look at it and say, well, today I'm paying minus, I don't know, $4, like $6, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 months ago when people were selling me silver, I was probably paying, you know, minus a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But things were a lot different then. And I had a customer ask me this morning, so because they were like, well, I bought, you know, back in November, December, and your price is over. They were buying 10-ounce pieces silver. Was like $2, and now it's $4. I'm like, yes, but everything in the world has changed since December.
Well, it seems like it's changing weekly.
It does. It does. So sometimes it feels like we are, you know, when things started going crazy with gold and silver, even when silver got up to 120 bucks, we changed our prices like 4 times that day.
Because I was getting price in a day. In a day.
Because we were getting price updates from the big distributors, from the big metals companies. Like, we get numbers throughout the day. We were getting them almost every other hour that day.
Wow.
It was so stressful.
I guess so, yeah.
So, you know, so our premiums, the prices we buy and sell for, are always going to be based off of a big picture of things.
But if someone was looking to make that investment, they could come to your shop and buy.
Yeah, they could buy. So if they were looking to, you know, they'd come and sit down and talk to us. Like, we have so many people that are like, I just want to understand. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we're here for. We're here to try and teach you and help you understand how it works. Because I want you to make, you know, I want you to get the best bang for your buck. If you can get it cheaper, it's not going to hurt my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here to educate. Like, I'm going to be okay.
So on that note, we're talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. So if you have a question for this morning, please don't hesitate to text it in at 850-437-1620. So changing the topic just a little bit.
Yes.
We're getting into springtime.
We are.
So talk about some of the exciting things that are going on right now.
So, and I'm going to tell you this other story. So when we are getting into springtime, and we always talk about, you need one, a 2026 Silver Eagle. Like, mm-hmm. you need a Silver Eagle. We're getting close to graduation. We're getting close to wedding season.
Yeah.
You know, it's like wedding season and all that. And I had a customer tell me yesterday that like a Silver Eagle, because we talk about a Silver Eagle being great for a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
But this customer is like, it's a great groom's gift.
Oh,
so the best man
right.
can give it to the groom and he can keep it in his pocket like
nice.
While they're getting married. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so sentimental.
That is a great idea.
I was like, that is the sweetest thing. And then he's got just like this like lucky piece of silver in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's, for the whole know, ceremony.
Oh my gosh.
The bride always gets all the something borrowed, something blue, all
yes.
that good stuff. But the groom deserves to get a little something, don't you think?
Exactly. And he said that one of his, like this happened with one of his friends and his buddy. He was like, and it was just the most cherished gift.
Aww.
And I was like, that is the sweetest thing ever. And I told him, I said, I'm going to talk about it on the radio show today
mm-hmm.
because that is a great idea. I said, and I told him, we talk about graduation. We talk about, you know, Christmas and the holidays and getting them. But for the groom, we don't talk about something cool like that. And it doesn't have to be a Silver Eagle, but, you know, the Silver Eagle for the year they get married is cool. There's all kinds of coins we have in the store.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Me, personally.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I'm coming up on this year on my high school reunion, and I'm not going to tell the year.
Okay. I have a high school reunion this year, too.
But I'm curious, if it's a specific year, can you order coins from years past? Is there a way to get a hold of them? Because it's probably rare that you're going to find a whole bunch of them in one place, right?
So
if you had, say, 10 classmates that you wanted to give them a coin from that year, how would you go about doing that?
So that's a great question.
I don't mean it to be a stumper.
No, it's not a stumper. It's totally not a stumper. So we would look and see what we can find at the store, because depending on the year,
we might not have it.
We might have it. If not, then we just have our little network of people we reach out to and say, hey, we're looking for this year, and this is what we're looking for. Story to kind of complement that.
Okay.
Years ago. Okay, I love to read books, and I'm definitely a Twilight girl. Like, it's fine. It is what it is.
You're not alone.
I got my mom to read the books. Then we found a group of people my age, people her age, and we all, you know, we're all friends since 2009. We've all been fast friends.
Right.
So her group, they call themselves the Golden Coven or whatever, because of little Twilight older ladies.
Right.
And they all got some old dimes from 1901 for, like, to wear on a bracelet or a pendant to kind of represent how they met during Twilight. And I'm not going to go into why 1901 is
the year
and whatever, but you know, so that is something. And there was like 12 of them, and we looked, and it took us a little while, but we found all the little dimes. We got little bezels so they can wear it on a necklace or on their bracelets.
How cool is that?
Yes.
I love that
so
idea.
So we were like, this is weird. It's not weird.
Okay,
it's something
cool
that's totally been done.
Okay, that makes me feel better. I love
Yay.
That idea. Because you can do that for anything, not just a graduation, but any notable date in your life that you shared with other people.
Yes.
That's so neat. I love that.
It is. And I think I've talked about this before, like, we're going back to the bride stuff at wedding, but like a sixpence.
The one time
I found a sixpence for just a customer, it happened to be the birthday of one of her grandparents.
Oh, no kidding.
What? I mean, it was crazy.
I gave sixpence to my friend that got married recently, and she loved it.
See?
She loved it. She put it in her shoe and everything.
It
was the neatest thing.
I just gave some to my friend's daughter.
And I got it at Emerald Coast
Coins.
Yes,
she did. I gave some to my friend's daughter because she's getting married, too. So she was like the crazy.
It's just a thoughtful thing.
It is, like, you know, coins can be so uniquely different as a gift, because it's not something somebody expects. And then if you put the extra thought into it, like, oh, hey, like a birthday or a birth year or something like that, that just makes it even more sentimental.
But I think giving a graduate a Silver Eagle for 2026,
definitely.
And they have value. It's not, how much is it?
Yeah,
I mean,
like silver's at like
cheap.
$69, so they're going to be around $77. So that's not a cheap gift. Now, like a year ago, they were like, you know, $35, $40
it's a little
bucks.
Easier, but.
Yeah, but, you know, still.
I think it's great.
That's still less than $100 right now to help a graduate. Or, you know, to give a graduate a cool gift that they're not just going to go out and spend.
Right. Talking with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins here in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and she is an expert on coins. So we've been talking about a couple different things that have to do with coins. But if you've got a question about a specific coin or something that you've been thinking about, or just have a comment, 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
So.
And you can always call the store. Like, if you don't get to me here, you can call the store and ask questions. 850-473-1515. I'll go ahead and run through our hours real quick, because
when are you open, and when can we stop by if I had a coin? If I have I have coins I keep talking about. I've got
you'll
to bring
them
in.
one of these days
I gotta get them in. But if you do, you can bring them in person.
Yes, so you can bring them in person. We are a Monday through Friday shop. I am not open on the weekends. The market's closed, and so am I. We open at 9 a.m. every day. We closed from 12:30 to 1 o'clock for lunch, because we needed a break and we needed to be healthy about
you
that.
You don't have to explain.
That's that. So 12:30 to 1, every day we're closed for lunch. We close Monday and Friday. We close at 5 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we close at 4 o'clock. So that means after 4 o'clock, I'm not answering the phones. I'm still there, but I'm not answering the phones. I have work to do.
Okay.
I don't answer the phones during lunch.
Okay.
Because that's my lunch break. But you can call any other time.
Okay.
And we'll do our best to answer. Now, if we don't answer, give us about 5 or 10 minutes to call back. That means we're either on the other line or the store is slam-packed full of people, which happens a lot lately.
Well, that's good news, right?
It is good news.
That's good news. So with everything that's happening out in the world and this economy and all that kind of stuff, what do you think about investing in coins, and what are you hearing on the street, so to speak?
So it used to be when gas prices went up, gold and silver went up. That's not the case right now. So that's super crazy to me. that that the prices are not correlating. Like last time this happened, the gold and silver prices kind of kept up with the gas prices, and that has not currently happened. They've come down. They're still higher than they've ever been, but they have come down. So that's weird to me.
That is interesting.
So I still think it's good. I still have people coming in. They're like, this is a lifelong goal for me. Like, I'm going to collect. I don't care what the prices are. And they keep collecting because they know it's a long-term investment.
Right.
Like, people who bought back in the 80s, you know, and 90s when things were like $7 an ounce for silver, I mean, they're doing great right now. But a lot of them are still investing.
Right, of course. Okay. So what are some of the things that you've seen lately? Is anything unusual come into the shop? I always like to ask her this question because I'm always curious as to what people bring in.
So, yes, we got some kind of cool little gold-ish ancient coin thing. But I couldn't tell you anything about it because my brother looked at it, not me. I know it was cool.
And your brother's sort of the expert on the ancient coins, right?
He's better at it than me. We still, a lot of the times, we have to, like, go out to our associates and get information from them and try and get prizes. So, excuse me. So we have to ask out and then try and figure out prices from them. He's getting better at it. I'm working on it. But, you know, it is what it is. And with the foreign coins, because we'll take from ancient and go to foreign coins. He's great with the foreign coins and the ancient coins. So, excuse me. So he's great with those. And I will get him to answer all the foreign coin questions.
Okay, I had to step away for a second to answer the phone because we've got Kathy on the line. She's got a great question for you.
Great.
Kathy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and ask Steph your question.
Yes, my husband passed away and left me with coins that I have no idea what to do with, no idea. So I'm at 101, please help.
You made a call to the right person.
Yes. So you can definitely bring them in the shop and we can sit there with you and go through them together to try and figure out what you have and separate it accordingly for you and help you figure out all the things with that. That's the easiest thing
to
say.
Where are you located?
So we are at 1811 Creighton Road. We're like in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis.
Okay, 1811.
Yes.
And Kathy, can you tell by looking at the coins, are they ancient coins? Are they more like American coins? Or does he have a collection of coins? Can you tell?
I have some that are very old. I have some that I have no idea. I have some that are in cases.
Perfect. I can help you figure it all out.
Okay, great. And you're at 1811
Creighton Road.
Creighton Road.
Yes, ma'am.
And what
time you open until? Yeah. I didn't hear I was calling in.
That's
when
okay.
You were announcing the hours.
No, it's totally okay. So we are open Monday through Fridays. We open at 9 a.m. We close at 5 o'clock Monday and Friday. And we close at 4 o'clock in the middle of the week. And we close from 12:30 to 1 for lunch.
All right, Kathy, I think we found the solution for you. I can't recommend this group highly enough.
Thank you, Miss Kathy. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Me too. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
They'll take good care of you. All right, thank you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Stephanie Johnson with Emerald Coast Coins. What a great question from Kathy, because that's exactly what happens sometimes.
It is exactly what happens sometimes. And so, and again, like I was just telling her, that's what we're here for. I'm here to help you figure out, like, what you have, if it's anything you want to get rid of, if it's something you need to pass down to, you know, other family members, like whatever. That's what we are here for. We're here to help you figure out and help try and make it a little bit easier for you.
That's great. Talking with Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins, and so much is happening right now. It's time to get that 2026 gift,
I always say get the 2026 Silver Eagles ASAP, because if you wait too long, you're going to get to the end of the year and I'm going to run out.
Especially if you know somebody maybe graduating in the fall.
Yes.
You probably should get that now.
You should get it soon. It's, you know, even like I feel like I'll start running out like in May, and then I'll need them for, you know, these, you know, 2026 graduations from school and stuff. And then I won't have any. So, like, I always say get them as soon as you can.
Okay.
Get them as soon as you can.
Well, we've been talking about the serious coins, the serious coin collections,
yes.
and the gold and silver. Let's not be serious for a minute.
Okay.
What I love, too, about your store, I confess, she has some fun coins, too.
I do.
So talk about some of those, because you might have a little one that has never never collected a coin or doesn't understand money yet or, you know, all those things. But there's also some fun coins.
Want to
talk about that for a minute?
I have everything. I feel like we have pretty much everything in there. From, like, little wheat cents. Those are the pennies. The wheat pennies from before 1958 and earlier, which would, you know, be good for a little person who doesn't put things in their mouth, obviously. But, you know, pennies all the way up to, like, expensive coins. We have pirate money. And mm-hmm. it's fun for the kids to just come in and look at the quote-unquote pirate money. Spanish cobs. I have ancient coins mm-hmm. from 400 to 440 BC.
Wow.
You know, again, something cool for them to look at. It's like walking into a history, you know, a history museum almost
mm-hmm.
with all the history that's in there.
Oh, our listener Janet just texted in where exactly to go to buy the coins. I would do that. That sounds like a great way to donate.
Thanks.
And know
yeah.
you're doing it. Blah, blah, blah. So again, that address one more time.
Yes, yes. 1811 Creighton Road. We are in the middle of Creighton Road in between 9th and Davis. We're across from the Cumberland Farms at that light, I think is Lanier.
Mm-hmm.
So we're across from we're right past the Lanier light if you're coming from Davis and right before if you're going towards Davis.
Okay. Well, you also have, don't you have the star? Did you mention your Star Wars coins?
So sometimes I have Star Wars coins. Sometimes I don't. Right now I don't.
Okay.
But yes, we get the cool stuff like Star Wars, pirates, Marvel, Batman, like all those, like we get all kinds of cool stuff like that. So sometimes like people come in and we're just sitting there talking, trying to figure things out. And I'm like, wait, let me go dig around and see if I can find something. Cause it's not always on the shelf.
Right.
Cause
right.
I don't have room.
Right. But you can order things too.
Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Subjectively. If I can find it, I will.
Okay.
Like that. But if I can find it and have them order, I can also do that.
Well, they have interesting display cases at the shop. And if you get a chance, you just want to go in and look around. There's really a lot to look at.
Yeah.
And also I think for kids, it's great to start them on collecting coins. I've mentioned it many times.
Yes.
I had my own first penny, my penny collection.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I saw in the news last night, Stephanie, that there's a penny shortage now.
I don't believe that. There's billions of pennies out in the world.
That's
so
what
there's
I thought
billions
too. I was
of pennies
surprised.
Out in the United States. That's just a bunch of hoopla.
I was surprised when I saw that was on the headlines.
Yeah,
last
I'm
night.
Sure it was. It's because people are, a lot of places are stopped using the pennies.
Right.
So they're rounding up or rounding down. There's mm-hmm. billions of pennies out there.
So
we're not going to run out.
Okay. So don't worry if you're collecting them.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, you're an expert on coins, so I would imagine that's true.
I'm not a mainstream media person. I'm just my opinion.
Oh, okay. So again, we're talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. I love the collections and getting a collection book. Those are fun. Are there any trending collections right now? I know at one point it was the state quarters. Anything like that going on now?
You know, honestly, right now, the people that are coming and doing their collections, they're collecting the old coins again from like the early 1900s. But I also have people who are coming in that are just, you know, finishing up their nickel books and their dime books from the old ones to current.
Interesting.
So, and I won't always have the current stuff in, but mm-hmm. if I know they're looking for it, I can, you know, I try and keep an eye out.
Right.
Like I, you know, we stopped purchasing quarters before the states were, like after the states were done, the state quarters were done.
Wait, do you remember what years that was? That
2007 to 2012.
Okay, something like
right.
that. Okay,
yeah. So, and we, you know, because we would order them from the mint and then, you know, we're started, you know, losing money. If I'm trying to sell a quarter for $2, that's really difficult. It's just a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and the mint's charging whatever they charge.
Mm-hmm.
So we just stopped, you know, tell people if you want a quarter, you could order your rolls from the mint or just look for it in change because eventually you'll get it in change.
Interesting. Well, that's the fun part. I always look at my change.
The change part is fun. Like fun. I will look through my change all the time. Both my boys look through their change. Am I going to find something? Me, probably not because I work in a coin shop, but like my husband's gotten like silver dimes before. My boys have gotten like silver dimes before me,
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Well, I always remind everybody, if you find something unique and old, don't clean it.
Don't clean it. Don't clean it. I had a person ask me that just the other day. Well, can I put it in the tin foil like we used to do with baking soda and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, not this coin, because the coin he was looking at was a really pretty uncirculated coin. I'm like, no. I said, I'll go get you an ugly coin.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thanks again, Stephanie, for coming in. I know how busy you are. She's with Emerald Coast Coins. Give us that address and your phone number one more time.
1811 Creighton Road. Phone number is 850-473-1515.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'll be in soon buying all of my graduation gifts.
I love it. Thanks.
Thanks again. Emerald Coast Coins, great. They've been on this show. How many years have y'all been doing
this? A lot. I lost count.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.